Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I know I'm part of it, but I'm just honored to be a part of the. This is amazing.
Yeah, it's totally amazing.
And what we're doing, we're sharing with you what God shares with us. So we hear this from the Lord. He makes it known to us. And so we share it with you, which means we didn't know it either until God shared it with us. Mm-hmm. And so we're just as excited about hearing again and again, you know, these revelations. And you can, by the way, if you haven't yet downloaded our app, you can go to your app store, go to VFNTV.com and get, we got all the apps available for you for your device. And you can carry us with you, but then you can thumb through all the different segments, these highlights, and they're cut up like a slice of bread, and you could listen to them. Mm-hmm. Every morning, I like to grab one from all these, I don't know, almost 3,000 of them, I guess, at this point, mm-hmm. thousands of them at least, that they deal with different things. And not only that, but you can take a simple, once you pull it up, that particular highlight on your app, it has a little box with an arrow going to the right. If you touch that, it gives you a chance to share that with a friend. So you could share that with a friend that day. You can put it on, touch one button and puts it on your Facebook, touch another button, it puts it on some other stuff, communities. But that, you can actually push that button and email it to a friend and they can be encouraged. And as a matter of fact, I was just hearing a report from one of our listeners that they listened to one of the segments called Convergence. Remember Convergence?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. If you have not heard Convergence, you want to be able to hear Convergence. It's just a convergence of so many prophetic words and happenings and occurrences. Well, that's available right now for you on the VFN Torch. Go to VFNTV.com and click on the Torch and just search for it. But also, it's available on your app. You can just find it and you can listen to it anywhere you're at. You can download it. You can all the different stuff. But then you could share it with a friend because things are converging. God is moving. Powerful things are happening. And when you look at what took place in Egypt, over there, this kind of technology that we're talking about was responsible. They give credit to Facebook and social communities for helping them change their form of government. Now, they didn't realize behind the scenes was an aggressive Muslim Brotherhood that was going to take over, nor did they realize that Americans' people leadership was going to be supporting the Muslim Brotherhood. But the people, the masses who were out in the that are Egyptians, who today are offended with us because we got involved in the wrong way in their government. But how they freed themselves is they did it through social media. Instantly, they began to communicate to each other through Facebook and saying, listen, we got to stand up. This is oppressive. We need to be a free government. We don't need to be an Islamic government with a caliphate. We need to have a freedom. And Mubarak was president then. And it was so prominent that one of the Egyptian people named one of their children that was born, they named him Facebook.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, you know, you think about it, when you have a different language, I mean, they speak Farsi or whatever, so they're not going
to... probably sounds different,
it probably
I'm sure.
sounds different to them.
I hope so.
You know, but we probably would say, name a child in Farsi, it would sound funny in Farsi, in our names.
Although Michael Jackson named one of his kids Blanket, so it's not too far
from that. Well, he was honest.
Yeah.
He was honest. There's some folks that's what they wanted was a blanket. Anyway, so then, I'm not a blanket. I am a human being. I'm not here to bring you comfort. You birthed me in the world. Okay, we're moving on. And so think about that. So here you are right now. We've been working day in and day out so that you can have the ability to win a nation, any nation in the world now, to God. Not only, I mean, they had a moment in time. They had a moment in time where they had to move quickly. We've been sowing and producing and making available to you light, L-I-G-H-T conversations, topical conversations about our day-to-day life. It's not enough to know the news. You need to know what to do with the news, you know. I mean, you would be surprised. And you can find out. You just go to VFNTV.com, click on the Torch, upper right-hand corner, type in any topic. And if we didn't talk about it, it's coming. But understand, there's things there because this is what's happening in our day-to-day life. What does God have to say about it? And then you can share it with a friend. You get that app in all day long. This is your ministry. This could be your ministry. Your ministry could be, I'm going to find today something that I can share with somebody else. Or you're going to find folks who need to be encouraged today I'm going to walk through my life. I'm going to go to work. I'm going to get gas. I'm going to get groceries. I'm going to go fellowship, whatever I'm going to do. But I'm going to save somebody. God, touch me, God, with somebody, the need that somebody has for an encouraging word.
Mm-hmm.
And then find out what their email is or their number. You can text them. And you can text them. You can actually text them that particular highlight from VFN radio and VFN TV. Mm-hmm. I mean, think about it. You can text them. So convergence could be on everybody's phone in America today.
Mm-hmm.
It just begin it. If you begin to do this, others begin to do it. And we're not looking to promote ourselves. We're looking to obey God. God said, this is what Jesus said. He said, you are the light of the world. What I whispered in your ear, shout it from the rooftops. This is not what we're doing or what we're building. Believe me. This is what the Lord's doing. Mm-hmm. And we all are doing this together. And imagine overnight if people in America began to get these texts that had positive, encouraging, biblical perspective, a light perspective to a dark moment, an understanding that prevented them from doing something tragic in their life because they heard what was right, what God said about it. Imagine even today talking about this segment, you know, what does God say we can do what we want to do with our own money? And you see, you may have an email to all the people in your union, everybody in your union that calls themselves a Christian, right? For example, say you have 1,000 people in your union, but you know that you have a group, a Bible study of about 20 or 30 of you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can send that segment today to that 20 or 30 so you can get a biblical perspective. What does God say about how we're responding to this business situation? That's just so encouraging. Or you can start a small men's group or a small women's group, and y'all take one segment and y'all listen to it and pray about it. When you come together, y'all talk about it. I mean, you just got to just listen to it. I mean, there's some stuff written about it as well if you want to read about it, but you can just listen to it, and it gives you meaningful dialogue about topical things that are happening today. I mean, think about Jesus. Jesus said, when he was explaining his kingdom, he said, well, it's sort of like seeds.
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of like rocks. It's sort of like dirt. It's sort of like thorns. It's sort of like good soil. It's like birds in the air. It's mm-hmm. like trees. And what we're saying is, we're using our day-to-day life going, it's sort of like what happened today in Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of like what happened with Ambassador Caroline Kennedy in Japan. It's sort of like the unionization that's taking place and took down Detroit, Michigan. It's mm-hmm. sort of like the marriage situation that's taking place right now. And imagine how powerful that is, because God wants people to enter into his kingdom, and you're able to invite them and encourage them and inspire them. And this is what Jesus said. Well, this is what the word of God says in Hebrews chapter 6, verse 10. He says, God's not unjust. He will not forget the love you have shown him as you help his people. And you continue to help them. How can you love God today? You can love God today by finding out what your friends need. Dig into the huge resource. What's on the app? What's in the VFN Torch? And begin to send to all your friends this word for that one, this word for that one, this message for that one, this word for that one. Just send it out all over the place. And God's going to say, wow, you do love me.
Mm.
You're encouraging them. And this is what Jesus said. Jesus said, when I was hungry, you fed me. When I was thirsty, you gave me something to drink. When I was in jail, you visited me. When I was sick, you came and nursed me. Is he going to say this to you? When I needed to know what God had to say, and all of darkness was coming in, and everybody was telling me ungodly counsel, when I needed direction, you shared an article, a segment from VFN Radio on VFN TV from that app, and it rocked my world. It changed my life. Today, my life is different because I heard the word of God. I was encouraged by you. Enter in thy good and faithful servant. For whatever you did to the least of these of mine, you did for me. I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well, we want to welcome our new audience on WHBR all the way from Destin, Florida to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if you're not or not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.
Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country, in that order, and Israel, as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.